It started with State Senator Ed Murray charging, as he did throughout the debate, that Mayor Mike McGinn has been divisive. Case in point, he said, McGinn saying during the last election he would support a tunnel replacement for the viaduct, then opposing it once he got into office. To which McGinn replied he wasn't opposed to the viaduct, just to the city being saddled with cost overruns. Now that the project is underway and there have been delays with the tunneling machine, Bertha, he says it remains a valid concern.
I raised an important question, a question that remains unanswered as to who will pay cost overruns. And Senator Murray's position is that it's all right for everyone to be angry at me for asking a question like that. If there, let's say there was a 10% cost overrun on that, that's $200 million. That's a lot of money in our city budget to come up with.
And he reminded everyone watching that Ed Murray voted as a state senator for the transportation bill that requires Seattle to pay the cost overruns. So Murray was asked, if you become mayor and there are overruns, what will you do?
I believe I have the relationships with Olympia as mayor to go down there and remind Olympia that this is a state highway and they have a responsibility. The taxpayers of Seattle should not pay for it, and I would not support a tax in Seattle to pay for it.
Mayor McGinn then joked that he appreciated Murray's willingness to try and get the cost overrun provision changed in the legislature.
And I'd like Senator Murray to stay in Olympia and use his influence to make that happen.
On a number of issues, the candidates were in agreement. Both, for example, say they support a $15 minimum wage in Seattle. Using almost identical language, both referred to the historic levels of income inequality as the reason. Paula Wissel, KPLU News.